Today is the 11th of October, 2017, and we just watched SEAL Team Season 1, Episode 3.
Oh. I think I watched that one, too.
Same. Yeah, I think we all did. Yeah. I thought that we all did.
What is a bogey?
And, well, Adam...
It's kind of like there's, like, dust in the air, and it's always going into your nose.
A boogie.
Oh, boogie.
Adam, what I want to know is, what are the ratings this week?
I've got the ratings
just up here. I got all these tabs open. I just can't seem to find them.
Oh, you're a tab guy, eh?
But I think you didn't know. You don't know this off the top of your head.
Well, I read an article today about the essential. It was called Bear's, like, special Bear report, and he provides recommendations as to whether or not shows are going to be repeated. And so SEAL Team picked up his ranking. He has four bear heads for it, and this is tvbythenumbers.zap2it.com.
Four out of five?
It has four out of a possible five. And the Big Bang Theory is renewed. So his theory is the SEAL Team is bumped up to a likely renewal. So the score went higher this episode.
Oh, good.
The Bear won't be surprised to see a full season order for the show in the next couple of weeks. That doesn't guarantee a pickup for next season, but it's probably going to happen in this case.
Well, what I'm really, whether it gets picked up or not, what I'm really concerned about is what I'm going to do between seasons of this show.
Mm.
Well, this is counting on the first season even being made. Like, right now, they probably, I think they
have... Isn't this the first season?
I think that they have, like, six episodes
finished. Well, that's the season.
And they need to, they need to order a full season.
Yeah, they might not finish.
The British
system of TV, six episodes is a full season.
Yeah, but it's like 20 something. Like, don't worry, it'll take half of the year at least. We will have
season. Yeah, this will
there's
go
gonna
for
be 20. There's gonna be 20 more than 20 episodes. Of
that's
season.
What I would expect. It's a network drama.
Okay.
Last week, tip of the spear was 1.5, or 2 weeks ago, tip of the spear 1.5 out of 6. This last week was Other Lives at 1.2 out of 5. So we lost about 1.5 million viewers. And it's going down. But the bear is saying that it's still the number 2 rated show. And so we are going to get a full season. We are, you guys. It's going to happen.
I fucking better.
Okay, everything I read today said that they were the number one Wednesday show with like 8 point something million viewers, like ahead of Modern Family. And that if you break it down into age groups, that they might not be the number one in certain age groups.
What do you guys think the age group for this TV show is? Like the number one?
Modern Family isn't running right now.
I think 50 to 70.
Young Sheldon. Young Sheldon. You young guys, Sheldon we should watch fucking yeah. Young
that
Sheldon.
That's Big
you know
Bang
what I hate
Theory.
Is people who tell me about how much they like Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
it's just like my
it's
face
the number
drops.
One rated fucking
it.
Show.
It's like, yeah. If,
yeah, I know.
It,
that's insane.
What's worse than the general public liking Big Bang Theory is physicists who like the Big Bang Theory.
How many physicists do you know who like the Big Bang Theory?
The people that you worked with.
Not really. I'd say more biologists like the Big Bang Theory
maybe,
than physicists.
Yeah, actually, that might be true. Yeah, like people who are in like science, I put that in quotation marks because biology is not a science.
I think it's because it portrays like people in physics as like pathetic losers. Like, I guess they're supposed to be likable and funny and whatever, but they suck.
Yeah, well, they all have... Whatever, yeah, that show, it just is offensive to any.
It's offensive to culture, but
yeah,
not as offensive as SEAL Team.
I understand that you're still in touch with his wife and child. Particularly attractive Western females.
problem, Big Chief.
That was racist. That sounded racist to me. How about you?
Alright, so should we get... I guess we should probably get into SEAL Team.
I guess so, but Adam just stepped away for a second. I don't know what he's getting.
Oh, so
there he is.
SEAL Team this week opened with a shot of the Bikini Doctor.
Yeah, bikini boots.
In a wetsuit that was pulled down so that you could see her bikini.
Of course she's not going to wear a rash guard. Just a nice little bikini.
40-meter algae depletion? I don't know what.
Yeah, she's an algae doctor.
They're like taking water samples. Oh, later on we learn that they're measuring the oxygen level because that's important.
I don't know, maybe it is.
40 meters isn't a big deal. I'm a scuba diver. I know all about this.
Well, I guess that's
hey, Adam, I hear it's a whole different world down there.
40 meters is, I think, where they were measuring the oxygen levels or something. And, oh yeah, they're having some sexy banter over, like, the public.
They're going to be married soon, Margaret. Of course they're having sexy banter.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Margaret!
Margaret! He tells her fiance that he hates her.
What?
Hates him.
What brand of knife did she have?
I don't know what brand. It just looked like a bread knife. Didn't it look like
it was like a tactical combat knife
very serrated
but her instinct when she hears trouble and something's afoot, she like pulls out her knife like she's gonna fucking do something.
What was that knife? She just dropped it though as soon as they came in though.
Was that part edited kind of weird for you guys? Like suddenly
there was a
drop frame or something? Okay.
Yeah, it was weird. And I don't know if that's just like our pirated copy that was fucked up.
No, we don't have a pirated copy.
Of course we don't have a pirated copy.
No, we were watching this thing about
Margaret,
pirates.
This episode is about pirates.
This episode is
CBS's second highest rated drama. And I know that because I'm watching this on CBS.
Oh, I love CBS. CBS has the best commercials.
But
and
for CIS Wednesday, the number
is
one show.
A great show as well. And I think everyone
CIS?
Should tune in to
NCIS. Yeah, I think that's on, like, it's a different night, though.
Oh, yeah, they get raided by pirates, but they don't look particularly black. So I guess, like, when I was looking at that, I was just like, oh, they're, like, flipping the script on the pirate narrative.
Well, they talked about that later.
Later they do.
So then... That, like, it cuts away, it cuts from her, like, dropping her knife when the pirates come in to, Jason and his wife. I think her name is Ilana?
Not quite. Well, so what I wanted to, before we get there, Jason has a sweet truck.
How big is Jason's cock because of that truck? That fucking big black truck is so nice.
And then also, did you guys notice Jason's, like, cool guy run up to the house? And all, like, this half trot?
And then the whole, like, you can't change the locks on your doors because I could break into any house.
That's fucked up, man.
That's so fucked up.
It's not like I don't breach doors for a living. That's his quote.
Yeah,
his quote is like, don't even bother trying to, like,
I can break in here and I can pull out your eyes.
Yeah.
It was kind of strange. It was, like, followed by this, like, weird little silence right after he's like,
But
she seems, like, happy with their relationship. Like,
well, why wouldn't you want a man who can break in whenever he wants?
Yeah, like, I mean, they have a working relationship with parents and then their kids like them.
Which happens later, too, right? Like, the woman appreciating the man breaking into the house.
It's like a
running theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we gotta come back to that, but,
Yeah. I have some notes on that one.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So then his wife has this burner phone.
Yeah, okay, right. So I believe that the show does not know what a burner phone is, and that the writers watch too much of The Wire but don't really pay attention.
I guess, like, a burner phone is, like, a cheap, non-smartphone.
It's a disposable phone, but there's nothing about, like, they found a phone, and they're like, oh, man, is this, like, a burner phone? No, oh, she's got a burner phone.
It is a burner phone, though.
Phone.
Yeah, it's a burner
phone. A burner phone is any phone that you put a SIM card in that you break and only use once.
Yeah,
but that's not necessarily what it is. It's just a cell phone that they found.
It's a burner phone because it's not his main phone.
No, it's just a second cell phone.
It's a phone that he could destroy
and no one would ever know.
Yeah,
any phone he can destroy.
No, Matej, there's these cheap phone that you buy at 7-Eleven.
Apparently, you guys are writers for the show because you also don't know what a burner phone is.
Yeah, I guess like, it's like you know nothing.
What, so what is a burner phone then?
It is like a disposable phone that is used like once and then destroyed.
Not once.
Or it is for like it's a dedicated purpose that's disposable. But I feel like this is just like a bunch of white people who love saying burner phone, but not really knowing what it is.
It means
just
like,
a cell phone.
It's a phone that
it's
you
a
don't
second
want
cell phone. They found
tracking.
A cell phone in like they found a cell phone in like
it was like a shitty
garage.
Flip phone. Though.
I don't
one
think
of those
it was a terrible use of the term, but it
was
fine.
No, I think it was perfect. If I found a phone that was a flip phone,
I felt that characters like tweaking their nipples if they said burner phone.
No. Okay. You know what I think? None of these people have watched The Wire.
Burner phone was popularized by The Wire.
It was, and they don't even know that. They don't
even know
the etymology
Bad.
Of burner phone.
But that was after The Wire.
But like, it's out there.
It's a common phrase. It's in the common vernacular.
Popularized by The Wire.
Yeah, sure, it was popularized by The Wire, but I think that a lot of...
anyway...
Okay, so anyways,
what else is there?
They have a pretty nice house. She's got a pretty nice, like, gas stove and stuff. But maybe that's attainable in that region. I looked up, because where are they based out of? Are they in Texas, or where are they?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I guess, going back to his burner phone.
Oh my god.
I just have something written here that right here when I was watching it, I felt like Jason was, like, really squirrely that she, like, found the phones. Like, did you try the number? Like, oh. And I'm just like, okay, it's actually Molly's burner phone, and she's been calling Jason.
It was, like, away he assumed. He didn't say, like, play dumb and be like, oh, what do you think it's for? I have no idea. He was like, what? You think he was cheating on her? Like, he, like, jumped to these conclusions.
And then all of a sudden he blurts out, like, I've never even seen The Wire.
yeah, that did happen, didn't it? Yeah, I did think his response was like not smooth, and he was like, "Just give me the phone, man. I'll check it out." Just and like she did give him the phone.
Yeah, I think when he said like, "Did you call the number?" and he was like really like panicked. I was just like, "Oh, like."
It seemed like he knew something, but we find out later that he doesn't know anything. Oh.
What was that?
yeah.
Right
here. So then we cut to Spencer.
He's pressing
like
the red. Fucking what? Spencer was pressing the red way too hard.
Oh,
he
way too
hit
hard.
A wall.
Try hard.
Yeah.
You can't press the red that much, man.
No.
I guess that so Ray and Jason were just standing there, like, watching.
Yeah, right. They're just standing around.
They're like the principals of this middle school.
I think they're the seniors. I think they're kind of like the quarterback and the, like, running back seniors, and they're like...
Well, Jason said you could triple my rucksack and I could do better than
that. Oh, totally. Yeah. Jason is super insecure. He feels Spencer has a bigger penis. And that makes him very uncomfortable.
So Ray seems to be in support of Spencer, and Jason is more like trying to tear him down.
I think Ray's giving Spencer a chance.
Yeah, Ray is like, oh, like he's trying.
And Jason is worried that Ray will like Spencer more than Jason, more than him.
Yeah.
I feel that Jason has a big hard on for Spencer, even though he looks at him like longingly and kind of thinks back to his time when he was excelling and he sees himself reflected in him
me.
And
that's
he's like, fuck, I love that guy.
He's
and he's gonna lead him through some good times.
He doesn't
want
Spencer to go down the same awful route that Nate did, which is that he got a bullet in his neck.
He doesn't want the same glorious route as Jason does. He doesn't want to have to kill Spencer.
I did find that curious. No hand wiping.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they kind of abandoned that. That'd be interesting if they come back to it.
Maybe just like a pilot thing.
Even though in the recap they showed him at his therapist's office,
they
go back to the.
PTSD. Yeah, they're just keeping that storyline alive. They're keeping the PTSD storyline like in the back, and they'll spring it out in another six episodes, but they're going to keep it at the front of every fucking show.
Oh, there's some more exfil.
There was a first exfil.
Yes.
But hold on, wait, before we get there, Spencer... Oh, yeah, I was really grossed out by Spencer, like, kind of, like, encouraging the boys. Come on, boys. Let's do it, boys. Like,
he said that?
Yeah, just, like, his voice. I don't want I don't like
I think we're supposed to be grossed out by his behavior at that point, though.
And I just have written here, like, Spencer needs a slap.
Yeah.
Someone just needs to slap him.
He got one.
He does, but I mean,
he got one, like, a minute later. When they said you missed your exfil.
Yeah, exfil. That's the first exfil of the show.
You missed your exfil window. I think he got,
multiple slaps this episode.
Yeah, he did. I think that's why, they were built... They wanted you to hate him. And then they took him down a notch, and he reevaluated himself and changed his behavior. And so I think that they actually want you to really like him. Because he is.
He's coming to terms with his, arrogance, I guess.
That happens later, though, but maybe this is a bit of a spoiler.
So then we are in the briefing where the team is being played audio from the pirates taking over the ship. And I saw that, as the audio is being played, Jason's face is just, astounding shock. Astounded shock. so this guy, this is, a SEAL that's, done it all, and he's just oh my god.
I've noticed that a few times when his eyes, they zoom in on him and Ray, both of them, they will zoom in on their eyes. But did you guys get the commie talk? Did you pick that up?
Yeah, totally, yeah. A beard, they call Beardo commie.
Is that they're both, so the two that were the bikini doctor and the guy she was talking about on the radio, they're both PhDs at Stanford in climate science. This is the background from the show. And they have bios, and so they're talking about these two, and they're the crew members don't have bios.
On their website.
Yeah. And then it's only the scientists have full bios, and it's this negative thing, the scientists, these fucking elite
scientists with their stupid
fucking bios.
Pull their ass out of the fucking fire again. Ugh, I fucking hate nerds.
And then is it Ray that says YouTube best watch that exploitation of the working man talk? People might get the idea that you're going commie.
Yeah.
That's what he says to Beard.
Yeah, and then they all kind of laugh, and it's condescending laughter, and then Beard is I'm not a commie, I'm cool, right, guys?
He said, what the hell did you just say? And then they all chuckle, I'm not a fucking commie,
Oh, you're commie.
So they are not allowed to,
why the fuck did the SEALs care about scientists? These two, why do they care? I don't buy it. I think any random, a military operation, sure, but is it the SEALs that really go take out the pirates?
It was an American government boat.
There's that classic SEAL operation where they saved Tom Hanks from a bunch of Somali pirates.
I feel
this episode is kind of about that, except they're casting it in the Philippines, which... recently, the U.S. has, reinstated its military presence in the that region.
In the Muslim area.
Southeast Asia.
They reopened a bunch of military bases there, which were closed recently because they were all raping people in the area. So the government there, or, the people there, rallied their government to shut down these military bases. And they did. But then, I think a year ago, they reopened them because, presumably, they want to gain a foothold around China. They just want to ensnare China, is the assumption. But who knows?
But there were no military. It might be the
pirates.
Bases.
I mean, it might be the Filipino pirates.
So the South China Sea, in the show, they have this pirate expert come in. And they make fun of how there's more than one expert for Southeast Asia piracy.
Stupid
nerd.
And he's like, you guys, it's cool. I'm not offended by you making fun of my profession.
Well, Jason's like, what, you got two of you fucking nerds?
Yeah. Like, you've got more than one.
Yeah, why is this so laughable?
She says, like, he's, like, our number one expert. And he's like, what, you have more than one? Like, what the fuck? Like,
I love when he walks up to him and says, like, I don't have time to listen to you. We could have been on a plane already flying there if it wasn't for you, you fucking scientist. And then later on in the episode, they kept bringing up the fact that the fucking scientists had, like, lost them time and they can't do something because of bureaucracy.
It was the two stars.
And then the
two-star
fucking
science.
Generals. And the whole time they're up to zany antics.
At least one.
Let's talk about the antics. It was fucking crazy.
So why are two-star generals antics? Just suck?
No, we're not there yet, you guys. I want to talk a bit more about the Southeast Asia piracy.
There's Muslim terrorists in the South Philippines, and they're alluding to that, and they're fighting them, and that's it.
No, their expert was like, you know, we've all heard about, like, African pirates, but actually, the South China Sea is the most dangerous in the world. And if you Google the South China Sea piracy, what you come up with is a Time magazine article.
Ooh, Time.
And the exact title of the article is the South China Sea most dangerous waters in the world.
Because of sharks.
It's exactly.
That's why Beardo doesn't want to go swimming.
Yeah, it's exactly what the guy, the expert said, was like, he's like, it's known as the most dangerous waters in the world, and that is what it's known as.
Commies can't swim.
There's something I noticed during the briefing as well, is that Jason at some point just, like, stands up and he, like, sidelines Eric, who's, like, the commanding officer, and he just starts, like, dictating the briefing.
I feel like Jason's number one.
No, Eric is number one. Eric is the commander of the unit, and Jason is the ground commander.
Right.
He's like the... But, and then he kind of tells Eric, like, what he wants and, like, what he expects. And Eric, all he says is, like, oh, I'm trying my best, boss. He doesn't say boss, but he says, like, I'm trying my best.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, that's how the scene ends. It's just Eric whimpering, like, please don't hit me, Jason.
Yeah. He's very... Everyone is emasculated in the power of Jason. Like, Jason is the fucking... Jason's the man.
He has a great truck.
Yeah,
he does.
He's got a fucking great truck.
I know,
truck.
But I would defer
he's, him. And he's like, yo, Penny. Eric, I need some ground support.
He's got the keys to the house, even though he doesn't need them. Because he'll come in whether you want him or not. He's got everything.
I really like the opening shot of the bar scene when Spencer is, like, sitting and frowning and almost crying.
Yeah,
and
he's so weepy.
And then the fucking balls break in front of him. He just can't get it break. Oh, man, that poor little guy on the corner there.
What a ball breaker.
Well, yeah, and his friend is trying to cheer him up with the story about, you know what they call the guy who graduates last or bottom of his medical class?
A doctor, you racist.
Yeah, they call him a doctor. But his friend's trying to tell him that joke, and Spencer is like...
Well, he's trying to say, like, even if you're the worst, you're still kind of a CEO.
Yeah, as
loser.
Long as you make the cut, as long as you're...
D is
and then Spencer's
degree.
Like, but I wanted to be the best!
What did you say, Richard?
D is for degree.
D is for degree. Okay.
I heard that one. You know what else is for degree?
What?
B plus.
Yeah, B plus. So we learn in this exchange between the two, like, Freckleface and Spencer. Is Freckleface his name? I think it's
Brian.
Brian.
I think it's Brian,
They're old friends. Like, they were friends before this current training period.
But then he walks away and that awful hypocritical feminist gold digger walks up to him.
Yeah. And that fucking, like, frog hog.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, she's such a frog hog.
Such a fucking frog hog.
Oh, that's like, what do they call
she
hockey?
Is a frog hog
what
though.
What do they call, like, Women who chase hockey players.
Puck bunnies.
Puck bunnies, really?
Puck bunnies, yeah.
And what about those women who, like, hang out with gay men to make them seem straight? What do they call those?
I don't remember those.
But she's either a frog hog or she's a tourist.
Yeah, but right. She's absolutely a frog hog.
Yeah, like, she's not everything a real frog hog.
And he's like, why she's did you drive out here? She's just a fake
frog hog. Wants to do it once.
So she approaches him.
He calls her a tourist that something came down from her ivory tower or whatever.
Yeah. And
what, I guess I didn't... It didn't seem like that harsh of an insult, but she took it like really like... Like, that is a terrible thing to say to somebody.
It was pretty fucking rude, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it? I thought she reacted very well.
Yeah, to me, it seems like a dipshit.
To me, it seemed like it was in line with the rest of their, like, kind of weird, angry flirting that they've been doing the entire series so far.
Yeah, there was no reason to get so upset.
But, like, he was previously pursuing her, and all of a sudden he, like, stopped pursuing... Like, the last episode, he was, like, going after her. He was, like, trying to impress her. And then she was impressed, and then she went back to, like, see if he was there... And he just insulted her and told her that she was acting like an elitist, essentially.
Yeah, I thought her behavior was fine, except that she seemed a little desperate.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you call me?
She did seem like a bit of a frog hog.
She was a total frog hog.
No, but maybe she was just, like, a Spencer hog. Like, maybe it was because he was so, like, into books and shit, like...
Well, we don't... Yeah, I think she... Like, later, she's like, oh, you are into books.
Mm-hmm.
But, so then we go to another planning stage. So, Richard, you brought this up, like, the other episode.
Yeah.
But there's, like, multiple, like, so they plan, they go to a bar, and then they go and plan some more.
Yeah.
But now, instead of a dollhouse, they have, like, model ships.
Yeah. So they actually address the model in this episode, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Because she says, like, oh, I didn't make this myself. You can buy, like, accurate replicas, right? But, like, so that one she bought, but did the previous one she built? Like, I don't understand. Like, and is this actually a reality that Navy SEALs are briefed using, like...
I think they use models.
Physical models.
Yeah, but I don't think you need to make it, like, I don't think you need, like, curtains, and, like, you don't need, like, you know, little, like, doilies on the tables.
Detailed hedges.
But, yeah.
Did they have curtains?
No, but, like, they had a house, like, model before, and it was, like, they had trimmings on all the windows, and they had, like, beautiful details on the models. Yeah. And I thought this one was a little more maybe believable. It's cardboard, kind of, like... But yeah, I think like a physical model is used. Yeah.
So then it comes to light that Beardy is afraid to swim.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard.
How is
the seal
afraid to swim? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly, but.
Well, that's one something I wanted to look up that I didn't was his magnetic bracelet.
Right.
Is he supposed to like scare sharks off? Oh, too far away.
I'm gonna bring this pod back into focus with a fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I have a fact for you guys. Mm-hmm. So the science ship is called the Centaurus,
mm-hmm.
and I looked up what a Centaurus is, and in Greek mythology, Centaurus is the father of the race of mythological beasts known as centaurs.
Mm-hmm.
The centaurs are half man, half horse, having the torso of a man extending where the neck of a horse should be.
Okay.
Which has no bearing whatsoever on this research vessel or the story in this episode.
Yeah, and you probably shouldn't have looked it up.
No, but it was prominently featured in the shot. So I looked it up, and then I thought maybe like that the name of the vessel will be like... some sort of, like, bearing on the theme of the episode, which I didn't feel like the episode had much of a theme. Like, before it was, like, children, you know? Like,
I guess this was about scientists. That's what I.
I think it was about
fucking elite scientists in their ivory towers,
just causing trouble.
Have their bios on the website, but the crew members don't.
I think maybe that's just something that struck a chord with you personally.
So, they again bring up the two stars, how like they're being held up by the two stars.
Yeah.
And I
stars?
Guess that the ranking of two star could be, there's, I guess, in the Army, they're generals, and then in the Navy, they're admirals. So,
I don't know.
The rear admiral or the major general are both two star rankings.
I am the major modern general.
Although, I guess they don't get into this here, but they just like, actually, you know what, I'm totally...
You're so out of line, Margaret. Were you some sort of fucking two-star?
Not that far ahead, but like, yeah,
okay.
Two stars.
Okay. Two Richard, star generals, what do you got to say?
And then someone says, for sure, one of them is an admiral.
The next note I have is just when Ray says, you think it's a ho-phone?
Ho-phone, yeah, I have that note too.
Oh, ho-phone. Yeah, ho-phone. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
That was so great.
Guys, Ray happens to be black.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, he's going to say ho-phone.
Yeah. Well, that's like immediately Jason, when he was talking to his wife, said that, like, it was like, oh, what, you think he's cheating? Like, they all jumped to that conclusion.
No, I just think that the, like, language used by Ray is just, like, kind of, like, bigoted writing from the writing.
I love that they throw in ho-phone and everyone knows the term. There's no fucking second thought. There's no attention paid to the term. It's just ho-phone. And it like went through and I was like, did he say ho-phone? That's ridiculous.
I think they're gonna like ghetto black Ray just because he's the only black guy, so obviously he's from the ghetto where ho is being used as like the common term.
They do have
is a ho-phone thing?
The ends of words.
I don't know, but ho is definitely like a ghetto black phrase.
Yeah, I found it's fake jargon.
It might be a fake jargon, but the word ho isn't.
I mean, everyone knows what it means, and
you can figure out what it means from just the word itself. You're like, ho-phone, I've never heard it before, I know what it means, I know it's supposed to represent slang, but
you
I don't know if
ho
it is.
You know what ho is, you've heard that before,
yeah.
What the ho-phone is.
Well, I've seen the movie See Before, starring Chris Rock, a very fine movie.
Do they use ho-phone?
And that is where, no, but they use the word ho a lot. And those people were from Compton.
Right. I do think that Ray uses a bit more of, like, instead of going, he'll say going and stuff like that. Like, they, like, his general speech is more, like...
Blackly black black?
Yeah. But,
he's,
I don't know,
he's a
like,
cheap version of The Rock.
Yeah, kind of. But, like while we're on the scene...
A non-white guy... who is supportive and strong and wise. Like, he's the fucking Rock. He's jokey, but, you know, in those jokes, there's definitely...
And he grew up in the ghetto.
Yeah.
Because that's
the
only place that black people belong.
He is totally the sidekick. He is definitely not the main character. And they might give him, like, a scene here or there, but, like... Jason's the main character, even though Ray is clearly...
Well, that's obvious.
You guys. Sorry. Ho-phone.
No, you're not sorry.
A pay-as-you-go phone used for girlfriends so your wife or girlfriend does not find out by looking at your normal phone or phone bill. Tiger Woods should have used a ho-phone so his wife would not have found out about
why
his
Tiger
mistress.
Woods? See, exactly. Like, they bring it to a black guy.
December
because,
21st, 2009.
There's this ghettoization of, like, black men to just be, like, all from the hood with the hoes and, like, the ho phone. It's fucking dumb, and it's, like,
like,
they
wouldn't talk about Ben Affleck's ho phone?
No, they wouldn't. Like... They'd just say, like, his side piece or something. I don't know what phrase they'd use.
Yeah.
Nah, man. This is my ho phone, so I can talk to Cheryl.
It's definitely, this script is definitely written by, like,
It's worth it. But
getting off this ho phone topic, during that conversation, they bring up the specter of NSA surveillance that they kind of like flippantly kind of like dismiss, but I feel that they're talking about PRISM.
About tracking GPSs?
Like, yeah, so, like, Jason is like, hey, Ray, you were up on that NSA stuff. He's like, yeah, I don't even walk by my computer anymore, like, without getting the heebie-jeebies. And then Jason's like, oh, can we use that? Like, let me use your, like, your tech spying stuff, because he's super interested in, like, what Nate did back in the day, but I guess.
Basically, they just use, like, readily available information, which is, like...
No, they hacked the computer phone, the computer on the car later.
Yeah.
I don't think you actually have to hack that. I think it's just open access, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what it look seems like. Look at the history. Like, if you go onto someone's phone and you look at where they've been, if they... Most people just have their Google tracks on or whatever. But, okay... The way they convinced the lady to let them have the keys to the car.
No porno, baby. No porno. Like, okay.
She was like, what? Don't tell me you have pornography in there. Okay, who ever would go groveling for keys to get pornography? Like,
when I was 16 at night.
Yeah, like maybe.
Yeah, like a couple of 40-year-old dudes like, yeah. Oh, we need to get that porn.
There's the internet now.
Man. But also, if she's so like freaked out by porn, wouldn't she want it out of the car?
Yeah.
But
like the last time I saw a physical magazine or something, it was like maybe the early 2000s. Like,
they're still on the shelves. Nice
Christian lady.
They're still on the shelves in like Max and 7-Elevens and stuff like that.
Yeah, and if you forgot one of those magazines on the shelves, you would go like groveling to get.
Well, maybe she had like a read on Jason, and she thought that he left his child pornography tapes in the car.
I guess child porn is something.
Yeah, you know, Jason, and also she had a way better rapport with Ray.
Oh yeah.
When they okay, so there's
he used his vernacular.
Well, no, he used his scripture. So yeah. She's like, she's all like, okay, and this was like kind of strange because she says, "What was it? Hold on. What do they say about the man who lets his tongue drip falsehoods in the house of the Lord?" And then he replies, he who worketh the sea shall not dwell in my house or tarry in my sight. And I was just like, oh, they're talking about tarries again.
Or what?
That in parries.
Drax clowns.
They're waiting around.
But what is tarry? I actually have a question.
Did you look up that line? Maybe you
meant... Tarry in my sight.
Terry?
I think it was Terry. Like, I wrote it like Terry, but... Yeah.
I think it's T-A-R-Y.
But he got the line right.
Like, just hanging about, like, doing nothing.
He got the line right, and that's why they were allowed to go to the car. Mm-hmm. And even though she knows that Jason is a child rapist pedophile, she was so impressed by the scripture read by Ray that she's like, all right, get that child pornography out of the car. Okay. And just let's not talk about this anymore. Yeah.
You are Catholic priests. It is fine.
Oh, man. All right.
So then
we learn that they're going to Norfolk?
Yeah, they're off and away. Where are we going? And then Megan Draper. Oh, yeah. So they're back on the plane planning again. And
this is not a plane. I guess it's a boat.
They were flying on a plane at some point, but Megan Draper is going over the plan, and you guys notice her drawing circles on the map and how terrible she is.
Yeah. I written down sloppy.
Just like...
So sloppy. Like, just a felt pen just, like dragging over.
Like she's doing it with her left hand.
And it's an area the size of the continental U.S., give or take Ohio.
But wait, before that scene, before she's drawing circles on the map, there is this one little scene where there's the realization that the GPS has been turned off on the boat. And the way that she reacts to it is just, like, inconceivable that they would turn off the GPS. Like, no. Oh, God. Like, they must have known that the pirates were going to turn off the GPS at some point. But meanwhile, they're just like, ah, we got GPS. We'll be able to find it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that...
And also, if they're planning this mission, why are they taking so much time off in between the plannings?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking relaxed. It's because the two stars, man. The fucking two stars are just twiddling about.
You've got lots of time.
Trying to get up to three star, you know what I mean? Fucking three stars.
But, like, At least one of them is an admiral.
Well, yeah. That's for sure. The pussiest of the two stars. Am I right?
Well, I mean, they used to be a two-star admiral, I've learned. Alright, so they go. Yeah, she figures out that it's in the Philippines. Like, she just fucking knows. Like, she's like...
She is the calls her buddy. But she also uses the expert, the fucking nerd expert that they have too many of.
Oh, I thought it was because she called, like, on the, and she speaks Filipino?
No, they trace the currents of the ocean. Like, yes. Let's trace the currents. Where would they find them? The other lady. Yeah, because they expect that if they know where the GPS is or whatever, that they're sailors and that they're experienced sailors. And so they will know how to, like, that they would, through their knowledge, follow the trade routes, I guess.
So are there not, like, would they not have put a drone on that thing right away to track it?
I would have.
So they
wouldn't have
needed GPS or anything?
If I was a CIA lady, I would have.
What is?
Yeah, like, that's fucking sloppy, man.
Sloppy work, yeah. Models and stuff.
Satellite images, like.
Yeah, there must be a satellite or a drone, unless it was cloudy.
Yeah, no, chance of meatballs.
And they shoot down all the drones.
Because all their overhead stuff is just, like, black and white, like, color, like, heat sensing, or...
I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
And more red dots. More red dots in the shooting scenes.
So what is the other woman's name who is building the models and, like...
Yeah, I don't know, but she's, like, a Latin tough girl. Which is, like, kind of, like, the standard role. Like, a Latin woman is always, like, Vasquez or, like, Tough Girl. What's her name? Mm-hmm. What's Tough Girl?
She's in...
I don't remember her name, but I know who you're talking movies. About.
Yeah, Rodriguez?
She's in the new...
Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez. Yeah, that's her. Yeah, so, like, and the Latin woman has this place in, like, American military, like, iconography as, like, you know, the only real battlefield woman.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess there is a tendency
to. They're not in combat, though.
To have that character.
But I also feel like Michelle Rodriguez and Megan Draper are going to be in a love situation sometime soon.
Wait, you're calling the other one Michelle Rodriguez?
Yeah, I don't know what her name is.
I think that she's hitting on her, but I don't know if they'll necessarily.
Oh, she's Hispanic. Probably.
But. I don't know. She's...
Would you prefer ponytail?
Ponytails, because I don't know. I thought she was like with.
She was.
Isn't she racist?
She has a cool name. No, she has a cool name, like Hurst.
Hurst.
I think I might have written it down. It's hard to like learn their names, but. I do think she has a name that they've said out loud.
But maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but there definitely was, like a bit of a kind of, like, scissoring that, like...
Oh, Tony Trucks!
They're trying to, like, form... Tony she's Trucks! She's trying to form a relationship.
Tony Trucks?
Exactly. That's the actor's name.
Tony Trucks,
That's her, like...
Is Lisa Davis, name? Petty First Officer Clyde, but, like...
Davis. Yeah, that's what they call her, Davis.
Definitely. So she's already an officer. And that guy was shitting on her for being an officer.
Oh, yeah. Officer, oh, she's already an officer?
Fucking nerds.
Yeah, they fucking hate nerds.
I thought that was... Okay. Well, that kind of gives some insight, because I didn't realize that she was already an officer.
And so, as it goes on, did you guys notice... So they're getting ready. They're on the plane. I guess it's just, like, post-briefing. And there's, like, Jason, and he's, like, packing his gear, and he's doing all these unnecessary flip moves with his flippers. And at one point, like, so he does this flip move with his flipper, and he packs into the bag, and then he does this flip move with his flipper, you know, like, his, like, swimming flipper, and he barely catches it, and as he catches it, he, like, stumbles over his line, like, just, like, extreme concentration.
Oh, I totally missed that.
Yeah, I rewound it, like, 3 times.
So, I think we missed the scene where Spencer is in training with the grenade jumping.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was still coming up.
Did. I have that.
No, that's before the plane with the officer.
Oh, right. Yeah, Spencer's showing off.
So, okay, the guy who's, like, up above training him, Do you guys know what he says? Like, he says, this isn't the water canal or the something canal. Do you know what he was saying?
I didn't catch it.
What was that?
When Spencer, like, body jumped onto the grenade. The blue, like, ball. And he, like, sacrifices himself. And the, like, training guy comes in and reprimands him and is like...
Yeah, is okay, that a reference back to the scene where, like, is it Jason that happens to Jason in the first episode? Like, that scene happened in the first episode.
No, that was Spencer. No
one jumped on a grenade.
It was Spencer again? Like, but yeah, someone fucked up in a combat situation. I thought that was Jason.
No, it's Spencer, and he gives, like, the guy a lip from down below. He, like...
Yeah, and this time...
He's mouthing off to him, and he's a lot more docile this time.
Yeah. I just felt like what was going on in Spencer's head when he saw the grenade rolling to him. It's like, I know what'll make everyone like me.
Yes! That's it. He was overcompensating.
Yeah, he's fucking great. He's a great
guy. And then the follow-up to that is like, and the best thing is that this isn't even a real grenade.
Yeah, he didn't actually have to kill himself.
I don't have to die.
In a real situation, I would have ran for my life because I was right near the door.
Is that what transformed him? That moment? Did he transform at that moment?
No, his friend had to give him a talking to.
He already got talking to, didn't he?
He got the talking to at the bar. I think the best talking to was when he told him that, what the fuck did he say?
Hey, Adam, are you just drinking, like, broth out of a measuring cup?
No, I'm drinking some kombucha out of a measuring cup. I left it raw, I didn't ferment it, or didn't bottle it.
Okay. What's next? Where are we going on to the next?
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry. Buddy in the bar says, where's the old you? And he's all like, boom. You used to be that seal that everyone wanted to roll with. Everyone wanted to roll with you as a seal. But this seal you is not the real seal you.
I think that's
I need to be in this fucking show. Watching the show makes me think that I gotta go move to Mexico City and become an actor. like fucking, I can do that shit so easy.
You know what, though, Adam,
I can fuck up is, like that and still is, have it on TV.
You had a perfect opportunity to be this shitty.
So they're back on the boat and they talk about Xville again. You guys, Xville.
There's Xville number 2 mentioned. Yes. I think there's 5 total in the episode, according to my count.
And then they razz the Beardo about swimming with the sharks.
Yeah.
And he has a magnet bracelet.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, and that's when they see the officer training school thing. If her IMDb credits are that she's an officer, that's interesting because she's like, oh, I'm just looking for my friend Gina. And he says, oh, why would you want to be a cake eater? Which I guess a cake eater is an officer.
Yeah. Like royalty.
I want to be a.
But she's petty officer first class, so I'm assuming that means, like, she isn't quite there, but she's moving that way. And right now, she can say, like, oh no, they just keep choosing me for this. I didn't apply. I really wish I was out in the field with you guys. But she's fucking loving it and wants to go to officer school.
At one point there, somewhere around this set of scenes, Ray gives us a nice platitude where he says a man has a right to be buried with his secrets.
Right.
Which makes me believe that Ray thinks that if you murder and rape and then die, then you just got away with it and good for you.
No, it has to do with Nate's burner phone.
No, I know. Yeah.
Right, but that's that a context, weird thing to say. I don't think... I was sitting there like, I don't agree with that.
If he was cheating on his wife, why does his wife need to know about it now?
No, but the platitude is ridiculous. Like...
It is in a way, except that
all, like all platitudes are ridiculous.
Yeah, they are, well, yeah, it's ridiculous. But he's saying to Jason, like, let it go, don't look into it further.
Right. Sure.
Earlier, they were like, okay,
but it's just a dumb thing to say.
It is dumb, but they were saying like, okay, what could it be? It could be his ho phone or whatever, or Maybe he's talking to...
I know what's going on, you guys. I know what's going on. Nate and Ray were fucking.
No. I think... Okay. Probably. I'm pretty sure that
that's
basically...
That's why he wants him to...
Like, Ray,
yeah, not, just like, just leave it, dude.
I think that in the show, everyone's going to be a fucking dummy. Like, no one's in on it. Except that I do think that Nate maybe was talking to a reporter. Like, maybe he was, like... Maybe Nate was, like...
Spencer's dad?
Being Spencer's dad. So, he could have been... They did suspect that it was a reporter. And Ray is like, just drop it, man. Like, don't bother looking into it. And then Jason's like, I want to look into it, like, no matter what it is.
No, that's understood. It's just a dumb line.
But no, Ray is pushing him to drop it. But why would you, like...
But should... A man have the right to be buried with his secrets? I say no. I say if someone, like, rapes a bunch of children, like that Seville guy from England, then we should know about it later, and we should not respect them.
Children's TV show.
Yeah,
like, we should never be able to watch that show
again. Yeah, so if Jason, but... if Jason dies tomorrow, and then it comes to light that he, in fact, did rape a bunch of children, which we all know that he does, then we should know about it.
I guess I think that, like, for example, if you cheated on me for our entire relationship, and I was, and I died. Well, no, wait, you died. I'd rather not know that that happened.
I just lost a lot of respect for Ray after that line.
But I think he's talking, well, he's framing it as, like, okay, he had a side piece, let it go. But probably it's more than that.
It's not a side piece. It's a ho-something piece. He's black, Margaret.
His ho-phone?
So then the... Lisa, the officer, gives the compliment to the CIA.
Yeah.
Maybe about the boat route. We already talked about that.
About how smart they are.
Yeah. And then I have written down, cool silent dive scene.
I said the same thing. I also used the word cool. I said quiet.
Yeah, I liked
it. If the whole show was that, I'd be so much more into it.
So the premise is they can't get radio signals underwater, or it takes like 2 minutes, even after they're out of the water, to pick up the signal again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I just liked how it wasn't kind of like all Hollywooded up with like underwater face masks where they can talk to each other, and it wasn't...
Yeah.
Full of music and everything. It was just exciting.
And the cinematography was beautiful, and it was a very nice moment.
Well,
and I was just like, wow, I'm enjoying this all of a sudden, and then it was back to normal.
Oh, can I ask you guys something?
I wonder who the underwater camera director is.
This is something I wanted to know, is the shoulder touch. Like, they were all touching each
other's
shoulders.
Oh, they're constantly touching each other's shoulders.
So the shoulder touch means, like, I'm here, or what? What does it mean?
I think it means, everything. You can,
I've got your six.
It's like,
you can squeeze hard if you're scared. Be like, I'm scared, buddy. and then you turn around and be like, the arm reach around pat, where it's like, it's okay.
We can talk about it after the mission.
Yeah.
So then they get into infill.
Yeah, they are infilling.
And exfilling.
And Ray, when Ray comes up onto the boat, and he looks around, and then he shoots the guy, and he does this weird thing where he, like, pushes his gun forward while shooting him.
And also he scans left for, like, a good couple seconds, and then scans right, which is just right next to it. And he's like, oh, there's a guy.
There's, like, a good, like,
has,
oh, yeah, I should shoot that. Yeah, okay, I'll shoot him.
And also, right before that, did you guys find that, like, the hook scene was kind of, like, almost like Go-Go Gadget arm, weird cuts?
Because it was like, oh, are they going to... No,
and
it was
then
like,
they're climbing this giant
like,
ladder.
Are they
going to
make
like,
a sound?
Are
they going to go, da-doom?
But it was just so much longer. Like, the ladder was so much longer than the reach of the hook was. And,
I think it's because they were putting this hook up there. And you're worried that they're going to hear... Because obviously, like, the most obvious thing is that someone who's on the ship would hear the hook and be like there to like just shoot them all in the head. Like, they are coming up blind into a situation that it seems unlikely that they would be able to do that.
And also, they've got their stupid fucking red lasers again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just they're all over the place.
So, oh, did you... Okay, so Ray shoots the guy with a silencer. He has a silencer on his gun.
Yeah.
And he's... And it then
was
one
a,
of them,
it was a different silencer sound, hey?
It was more like it was like a bigger gun, I guess.
It sounded like a drop off. It wasn't like a doo or something. Like it's usually a doop, doop, doop or something. I don't know.
Did you guys hear them say this? None of these mopes have suppressors.
Mopes? Yes,
that's what I could pick up, but I don't know what. I don't know what.
I'm pretty sure they meant bogeys.
Maybe mopes.
I looked up mokes, and mokes means like. Dark-skinned people.
Mooks?
Oh.
That means Italians?
No, I don't know, like, they said none of these blank have suppressors, and I couldn't make out the word exactly.
Okay, who is the guy who's on point for, like, the SEALs who's, like, super greasy long-haired? That's, like,
yeah, guy.
He's gotta be a strapper.
Yeah, they never show him otherwise.
No, yeah, I have that written down. Greasy hair guy.
I said Tom Green, ?
Oh, God.
And they exfilled us again, number four.
Yeah.
They said exfil the hostages.
Exfil, get up and going. And then...
I'd like to point out something that was discussed in the last episode of Unsealed. Matic. I think it was Matic was saying that they were running ops on the plane, and why would they be running ops on the plane? Or somebody was...
Yeah, I was talking about that, yeah.
Okay, well, they're running ops on whatever they're on there. The boat? Was it a boat or a plane this time?
I think they're still on the plane. I still think they're Avengering this thing.
It's a boat.
No, I think it's a plane.
But they were running ops remotely instead of, like, from some command center. Like, They just always run ops... in the field, which is strange.
No, but like on the last episode, they flew the plane back to the base and they landed on the airfield, and then she sat on the plane and ran ops.
That makes sense.
Right.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, because you got everything set up.
But
it doesn't make sense.
I just wanted to say that they're definitely running remote ops.
they're sitting on the plane and doing the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think there's something to the theory that she's a plaintergeist.
Right.
Okay. So then it's like, okay, they are trying to like, they take a hostage, they take the guy as a hostage, and then
Tom Green assures one of the hostages.
Oh, there's that look again.
And then Jason's like, I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna.
It's not the only way in. Wink.
Yeah.
And so he goes around to the side of the boat. Well, like...
Oh, yeah, he rappels down.
Yeah. Before he rappels down, one of the guys is like, tight shot. And Jason replies, I've done tighter.
Yeah, he's such a creep. Ugh.
Yeah. But then, like, so he's lining up his shot through the window. Oh, sorry. With his laser sight. And this is like, yeah, okay. I guess I did rewind it, and, like, his laser never went on the wall. It was always, he started on the torso and then moved up to the guy's head.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes...
That does make a lot of sense.
Sense.
But
then he shot through a window.
Make sure
does
you're
that
staying.
Work?
But
does
also...
your trajectory to
but
stay
the, yeah,
the
but window,
shoot
but the window didn't
window?
Seem to be there.
It didn't
yeah,
shatter.
It didn't even shatter. Nothing happened.
No,
it was just
nothing
like,
happened.
I was like, you can't shoot through the window. And I was like,
and
no,
then after,
there's
and then
no
after
window.
After he thumbs up Tom Green through the window.
Oh, yeah, greasy hair guy.
Greasy hair comes in. And they thumbs up each other. Yeah. And then it's like, window's still good? It's like, window's still
yeah,
good.
Yeah, the window's still good. And then, the boat with the laser gun comes in.
Oh, that was sweet.
Just fucking destroy.
That little laser gun, Margaret, that was a minigun.
But, like, why didn't they have that earlier?
Because they were infilling.
They had to exfil all the perps before, or they had to exfil all the biologists.
Like they had to kill. They had to make sure these hostages were safe before they did
that.
Before
that boat was launched just as. Actually, no. They probably didn't need to wait that long. But that boat was fucking dope.
It was dope.
There's one note I have written here. I have too many perps suppressing fire. Why do they care about these biologists so much? This is like Margaret's dream episode.
No, because they're on a U.S. government boat. That's why they cared about.
No, it's because unfortunately, once in a while, they gotta pull the nerds out of the fire. And then the nerds fucking hammer down on them in Congress and call them, like, vicious, murdering dipshits with right. no,
yeah, because like, they were climate change scientists. You know, like, those fucking like, climate yeah, change fucking scientists like, with their bougie websites on their
douche-roves.
Fucking, like, yeah, whatever. You know.
Fucking feminist bullshit hypocrites. Fucking, like.
But my dream wouldn't be that I'd be saved by Navy SEALs. That's like
my dream. I'd be saved by the Green Berets.
Ugh. No, my dream is that I save the Navy SEALs from their awful, miserable death.
My dream is that I articulate to the Navy SEALs how pathetic they are, and they quit. They quit their line of work, and they go to pumping gas.
All right. So, anyways, let's just go on to.
So, one of the lines I liked was when they're driving the boat out of there after getting fucking hailed with bullets. Like, that was an insane amount of bullets that were fucking fired down on that boat. Mm-hmm. Nobody got hit. No. And so the dude at the end of the scene's like, some of the hostages are dinged up, but overall we're good.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to not get hit by bullets, fucking hostages.
Yeah. Like, but no, they didn't, none of them got hit by bullets. They just would have been like bullets, paper cuts though. And shit.
Oh, paper cuts, no, yeah. With, from their papers from, and their like, publications.
Yeah.
The whole procedure. Like, none of them were shot at all. Maybe, like, the one guy who had it, who was, like, maybe gonna get killed at the end. But.
So then we move into the epilogue, and Spencer's friend is hanging on some sort of cage, some sort of, like, Faraday cage.
What is the cage in the workout room where you, like, can use a laptop? Well, like, what is that?
It's a Faraday cage.
This is, like, Spencer and Brian fucking working shit out, though.
Super top secret.
Yeah.
So all Spencer's dreamed of is being part of DevGru, which, do you guys know what DevGru is?
That's SEALs. That's like the formal name of
the SEAL Team 6. It's
was not, that really a Faraday cage? So that like it was only a wired computer?
And no, it was just a chain link fence.
Huh?
It was some weird chain link fence cage.
Yeah, it was a fucking weird little prison cell in the gym.
It seemed like a little locker area or something. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just like the set piece.
Probably. I think it's where
let's put him in this cage. Makes sense.
Well, if I was gonna apologize to my bro, that's where I would do it. Is in that cage?
In the cage?
Yeah.
It's kind of like maybe where there's like a
because then you can ask him to give it to you straight and not be all cagey.
And it's like a dog cage. A little bitch.
It was a kennel. It was like this weird
he's
kennel.
Still such a little bitch because he's in his little dog cage.
They have a pep talk, but they apologize to each other. And
and they also like after they bro down, like he says like yeah, and you'll probably have to apologize to Stella. And then they're like, and they do this like bro laugh, like yeah, I guess I will, stupid dumb bitch. Like but it was just like, kind of like really. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, I gotta apologize to the oversensitive woman.
Well,
yeah, he's got serious OCS, like, you know? He's got serious OCS.
What's OCS?
Only child sulking.
Oh,
and that's what he was doing in the pool scene when his face was all frowny. He's fucking child sulking.
I have this written down. Only child sulking. The only child sulking.
I'm learning all sorts of acronyms in this show.
I don't think they said OCS.
I made that up. I made up OCS.
We
gotta fucking use OCS all the time.
OCS
over there.
I don't know enough OCs to talk about OCS because, like,
yeah, and some people you don't even know if they're an OC.
Yeah, you don't know if you're an OC or not, but... so yeah, Brian predicts that Stella's the only person that can keep Spencer's ego in check.
Really?
And
no way.
That's what he says.
Yeah, I know, but I don't buy it.
She razzes him or whatever. But, I have to like to say that I think that Spencer has, like, these super round, hunchy shoulders, and they always show, like, his, like, kind of, silhouette of, like, him, like, walking around and stuff. And I guess that's, like, is that something when you get, like, super muscular, your shoulders just get, like, it's not bone anymore? It's not bones, but, like...
I would know. I've never been muscular.
Yeah, me neither. Although, apparently, I do have very broad shoulders.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah. I wonder if Jay's watching this show.
You really do.
Well, then they cut to Davis and Megan Draper having, like, a lady's
drink. Oh, yeah. Drink time. Denied. But they're totally going to scissor.
But
where did he have the book? Like, he just pulled that book out of nowhere.
Oh, that's coming right up.
No, we're not there yet, Richard. We got to talk with the ladies.
What? We just
come
did.
Come on,
kind of.
Richard.
What's the drink time? You know what we totally missed? You know what we totally missed?
What did we miss?
We missed again when Spencer's friend. Who's Spencer's friend? The guy in the cage.
Brian. I think.
He says, again, all the SEALs will want to roll with you. Like, he keeps saying that, and he repeats
Does he
it.
Mean, like making sushi rolls?
Yeah, I think a little bit
like no mats needed.
Yeah. I think,
okay.
They're going to roll some fine...
I'm more interested in Megan Draper than in Brian. And, like, she's just, like, super traumatized by something. That she doesn't want to be friends with Davis, and she's like,
there was another
what?
Glitch,
like,
in the file around this point.
So they had their little kind of like thing that doesn't happen, and it does go to Spencer meeting up with what's her name?
Stella. That's like in the...
But I think they call I think that's not her name. I think they're just referring to their first banter about Streetcar.
Maybe.
Like, what's her actual name?
Oh, I don't know.
Not sure.
But he knows where she lives.
He breaks into her house.
No, he doesn't. He knows what her thesis was on. Like, he, like, has Googled her, I guess.
So
is that not creepy anymore? Because it's, like, readily available?
Well, what I thought was creepier is that she wanted him to break into her house and show her that he can, because that would super turn her on. So she should probably go with Jason.
Jason can get into houses too.
Yeah, he loves telling women that he can break into their houses.
Says, like, yeah. It's not
and
like
Spencer
I don't
just dropped off the flowers with the
roommate.
It is kind of creepy. I remember who was talking about getting like fucked by a sailor in Victoria. And it was like, it was really, she said it was a very creepy experience.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I had a weird experience with, like, an Esquimalt Navy man.
Ron?
No. Well, you guys probably all heard this before. But,
maybe our viewers haven't.
I don't think I've heard it.
I was working at, like, this museum. And I remember this guy, he came in with his, like, I don't know if his mom or his grandmother, but she was older. And they went through the museum, and then, like, the next week, he came back, and he was like, oh, hi, like, remember me? And I was like, yeah, I remember you. Like, there's not that many people that went through the museum. But it was so weird. He told me that, like, he came back, like, without his grandmother because I was working there, and he came to see me. And then he was there because... He was working in Esquimalt at the Navy base, and all he could tell me about was, like, how many Canada geese there were on the Navy base.
What,
I don't know.
Was this guy's name?
So the worst thing that happened is all he did was talk about Canada geese.
It wasn't, like... Okay, the creepy thing is, like, that he...
Was his name Jason?
No, it was just some guy. Like, he was fine. Like, he didn't do anything actually creepy, except that the idea that, like, you would come back to someone's work, like, a week later. I don't know why. I thought that was, like...
I don't think that's creepy.
It was unsettling. I was just like, I don't know. I felt, like, vulnerable or... Like, it is, like, maybe you guys... I don't know.
Yeah, like, he was like, staking out the situation, and I can't. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I don't want anyone else to be here.
He's probably, like, jerking off in your bathroom and, like, smearing it on the hand towels.
Well, like, the where I worked, it was, like, fairly isolated in a way, like, and there was a few other, like, creepy things that happened there, like...
Ghosts?
I think the worst one was that... So it was opposite the museum, which had somewhat mirrored windows, but not like mirror, but like reflective windows. And it was a big museum that was maybe like 50 to 100 feet away. And I could see someone walk up and then I was waiting for them to come in the door, and they never came in the door. They just stood right beside the door, like, with their arms down at their side, like, hands on their, like, thighs, kind of, like, just, like, straight against the side of the building.
That sounds like Jason.
But I could see them in the reflection in the windows of the big museum that was facing this, like, heritage house that I was working in. And I was like, fuck is this person doing? Like, they, like, don't know that I can see them, and they're just, like, super creepily, like, stealthily, like, up against the side of the building, and I was terrified. I don't know. And I was there by myself, and I would see where, I would see no one in a whole day, in 8 hours, and this was the only person that came there that day, and he stood there for maybe 10 minutes and then he left. Anyways, that happened.
That's fucked up.
And then I told this security guard would come around and I told him about it, but that was...
How did you get out of there that night?
It was still the daytime.
Oh. So you're like, oh, no, whatever, no problems.
I was like, oh, he's gone now.
I bet that dude was just OCSing.
It's probably... I had them exfil me. You know what I mean?
So then the last part of the show.
So, also, I want to know, like, there's going to be a lot of bros out there that are wondering, does it work? If you read someone's thesis, do you get to bang them?
I would like them to think that it does work, because if there's some bros out there, please read anything at all.
Yeah, like, good for you if you can read one of those. Like, I can't read people's theses, and even if I'm in the same field as them, like...
But so he definitely reads her shit, and she's super turned on by it, and he fucks her.
No, because I don't think he read it. He just looked up what it was on.
Said he read it.
He said he read it.
He's not a liar.
Yeah, he wouldn't be a liar. You know.
But you can, like, look up what...
And then we cut to Jason, and he is perving the fuck out. He's sitting in his, like, creepy little car, and it's all dark, and there's, like, this woman that walks past him, and he's taking photos, and he's jacking off super hard.
He's so good. He's so good at taking the photo against the...
I gotta learn how to do that.
Breathing really heavily. And just, like...
What was his technique on the steering wheel? It looked so smooth.
I know. He's done it before.
Yeah, I think somehow the screen that was filming wasn't lit up.
SEAL Team Upskirt.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I thought that his picture-taking method was shitty.
Oh, what? You thought it was shitty?
Yeah, I thought it was, like, super obvious.
He was probably too busy masturbating to make it slick.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, you guys?
But also, she seemed a little old for him.
I think it would...
Ha ha ha.
I guess Margaret has exfilled out of the room.
So this is Nate's mistress or supposed secret person having secret liaisons with.
Yeah, this is what the like kind of the phone has led him to.
Right. And that's the end of the episode.